The public health director of L.A. County, Dr. Barbara Ferrer, announced yesterday that she's received hate mail and death threats over restrictions put in place to stop the spread of the coronavirus. And she's not the only one. So far, 7 high-level health officials in California have resigned due to increasing stress and public scrutiny. Anna Maria Berry-Jester with Kaiser Health News says we're likely to see more resignations as the pandemic continues. She joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You've been looking into this spate, really, of public health officials across the state and the country stepping down during this pandemic. Why is that happening from what your reporting is showing?
There seem to be multiple reasons, but what it comes down to is just really intense and unpleasant working conditions. So in some cases, some of the more high-profile cases, there have been, you know, physical threats, death threats made against health officers, people protesting on front lawns, just very public displays of anger directed at the individuals. In other cases, these are departments that are sort of already underfunded, understaffed. They're working extremely long hours. We've talked to many people who haven't had a day off since February, and it's just not, the long-term working conditions are just not tenable, especially if you have a family, young children, things like that.
What have you been hearing from officials who you've talked to about how personal this has gotten?
So Kat DeBerg, who's the executive director of the Health Officers Association, so she's like the only person in the state who really represents the health officers. You know, she said that it was really disturbing to her that this wasn't about, well, we don't like your policy, let's debate that, but a personal attack that sort of questions people's patriotism, their intelligence, their motivations. And, you know, in the big picture, all over the world, face coverings are being required. And that is where the science has led. But people don't like being told what to do necessarily. Mm. And they've made that part very clear in these public comment sessions and things.
What concerns do people who are following this story have about how this might impact the future of public health and public health departments around the state and the country?
Yeah, so there's a lot of concern about the loss of knowledge and experience as people maybe leave their positions because they just can't deal with the current circumstances, the intense stress that they're working under, the long hours, you know, the sort of relentless criticisms from officials and the public. And that has, you know, really long lasting implications if we don't have a workforce that comes with that experience. Public health is a very specific task. And, you know, so for example, the health officers have to have a medical degree in California, but training in medicine doesn't necessarily train you in public health, and working in government public health is a very specific set of skills. And there's a lot of concern about what the long-term effects of that will be.
All right. Anna Maria Berry-Jester of Kaiser Health News. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.